ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ज्ञानमूलं गुरुमूर्तिः पूजामूलं गुरुपादम् मन्त्रमूलं गुरुवाक्यं मोक्षमूलं गुरुकृपा। गुरुब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ॐ श्री नान्न परमात्मने नमः।
ॐ श्री नान्न परमात्मने नमः। Hello, Louis.
Hello.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here today, Satsang.
Thank you. Thank you, Usha. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you have been a part of Nana's family.
Thank you.
Yeah, because even the last few years, you were continuously, I mean, like you visited Nangaru more frequently. And then, yeah. And you had been, like very, very connected always.
Yes.
Yeah. So first, I would like to tell how beautifully you had received me in Spain, and how this episode of me coming to Spain happened. It's quite interesting because it is very interesting because this whole episode, after I explain it to you, we'll understand. How Nana had planned this much before we knew it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think 5 years before I had really made this visit. As you know, we have these retreats going on in Nangaru Ashram. And I was in charge of these retreats for many years, maybe more than 10 years.
Yes.
Actually, it was started by another uncle. His name is Kameshwar Rao, Mr. Kameshwar Rao.
Yeah.
He had started these retreats in our ashram. Because whenever he came with Nangaru to ashram.
Yeah.
So he would come to Tiruvannamalai to visit Nangaru, and then he would talk to all these foreigners that came to Nana.
Yeah.
And then they asked him if they can come in groups and visit the place.
Yeah.
So then he was like, yeah, we can conduct retreats here. And then he started retreats in ashram. So we are quite grateful to him because Mr. Kameshwar Rao, that's a man, he's an old man, very devoted, very, very devoted.
Okay.
He started retreats in the ashram long time back, maybe 21 years ago.
Wow.
Later on, he had a heart attack and he had to undergo bypass surgery. And then, so Nana told me to take over the retreats. So like the whole of ashram accommodations, the retreats, everything, I was doing the supervision.
Okay.
So, and yeah. John David's retreat started 20 years ago. Actually, they began first in the ashram.
Okay.
First retreat was of John David. So after many years, John David is quite well known. and he conducted for many years. Every year, January, whole of January, they would be there in the ashram. So there was one time, I mean, generally during retreats, none of us go because we don't want to disturb their privacy. Because they come from different countries, no? People from different countries come, they want to spend that whole month meditating, chanting, and then, you know, totally focused in the, you know, like the path rather than any distraction at all.
Okay.
So they plan this much, much ahead of time, 1 year before they plan for it, because they want to completely be silent, spend their time, a very good quality time, because they travel all the way from different parts of the world. So there was one time when Nana made a personal trip to Tiruvannamalai, when the retreat was going on. Nana generally doesn't travel during retreat time, because when he goes, a lot of devotees go there. And that would cause a lot of disturbance to them. So he hasn't informed anybody that he was going. He just told a few of us and he said, let's travel. Don't inform anybody because we can't accommodate our devotees during this time. So we happened to go there, and actually John David had done few books on Nangaru. He has done a lot of CDs. He has done interviews on Nana, and it was published also. And there was this time when he wanted Nana, actually he felt that it would be nice to present Nana to the Western world.
Okay.
So he was like, because Nangaru was quite elderly and he couldn't travel. So he was like, Usha, can you come to Europe speak about Nana? Because subject all of us know. Because they had been followers of Ramana Maharshi for 2 decades, more than 3 decades actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because John David had come to India very young. So they were with Papaji. From there they had come to Tiruvannamalai. Their association with Tiruvannamalai is for many decades now. So, and also like Bhagavan's subject is quite familiar to them. It's not that they are new to it.
Okay.
And John David himself is a teacher. So he has, I mean, like he has a lot of people whom he, you know, like he shares his satsangs with, and it's really beautiful. He's doing such a divine work. So he was like, Usha, why don't you, because you are from the East and you are more believers of God and you have a lot of faith which is there inherent in you. The very Indian mentality. So the psychology itself, we are more, you know, like we have a lot of faith in God and, you know, we connect to gurus. We have many realized souls for many, many generations. We have a lot of stories about them from our ancestors, like ancient times. And for instance, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was one of them, the photos you have in your house.
Yeah.
So, like so many saints, you know, like you can't even count innumerable saints, self-realized saints. So we've been accustomed to, you know, like respect them, honor them, and then listen to them. So this was there for, I mean, it is there in the soil of India. So he was like, we should connect East to West. I mean, especially Europe, because truth is something which has to be, you know, like known to more people. Indians know it anyway. I mean, Indians, it is in their blood and soil. So West is more and more connecting to India because of this spirituality. So he was like, someone like Nangaru is so profound that he connected to even common man. And Nana himself went to a lot of places. He preached about Ramana's and Ramana subject. And not only that, like Ramakrishna, he spoke extensively about Ramakrishna and his subject, and then Ramana Maharshi and the subject, and then Buddha, Shankaracharya, I mean, lot of saints and their preachings. Nana assimilated everything and then he elaborated it to all of us so that it was easily understandable even to the most common man, even if he was not literate. You know, his preaching had nothing to do with formal education, or there was no particular system where the students have to behave a particular way that you have to be imparted this truth subject. He was unbiased. So John David was like, Usha, why don't you come to West? Because you've been with Nana for very long And it would be wonderful if you could speak about Nana, his grace, and how devotees, you know, get inspired, and how you are, you know, like, made to walk in the path of truth. Yeah, so then I said, no, I can't come like that, because I'm still a learner. I did have beautiful experiences in Nana's presence. Yeah, I did have glimpses of truth many times. But, I mean, till you are totally realized, I don't think you can do justice by traveling and preaching. Then he said, no, we don't want you to preach, because we know the subject. We are not here for, I'm not here asking you to come and speak the subject. We just want your faith in Nana and your experiences with Nana. So when you express this to the world, I mean, especially our community, what West lacks is, we have intellectuals, we have an intellectual understanding of the subject, but faith is something very strange, because we can't outright surrender ourselves to a master. So yours is a path of surrender, and I mean, your the experience you had with your Guruji are so profound. We would love to hear them, and we would love to share this with our community. So then I was like, unless Nana, unless Nana tells it with his mouth, I'm not going anywhere. Then what happened was, one day they had invited Nana on the terrace for their bhajans, and he wanted to gift Nana a book. So Nana came upstairs and he sat there. They did beautiful chanting, because retreat was going on, and then all these people that has come from all the countries, they had sung beautiful bhajans on Ram, Krishna, Arunachala, and Ramana. They have done amazing bhajans. I mean, it was so melodious and ecstatic. After that, we went into meditation and we had a very peaceful time there. And then John David has presented Nana with this book that he was supposed to gift, and then he requested Nana, Nana, can we take Usha to Spain? We would like her to address on your behalf, because you can't be traveling. We would like to take her, and maybe she can share her experiences with you. I mean, about you, between you and him, Usha's experiences with you, and also in general, the devotees, what they enjoy in the presence of Nana. So then Nana said, you please take Usha with you. I thought Nana will deny it. I thought Nana will say, no, this is not required. But it was quite a surprise when he said, no, it's very good, very good. You have come up with a great idea. You please take Usha to Europe. Then I was looking at Nana and I was like, no, because he's very mischievous also many times. He's like Lord Krishna, you know, full-time playing the Leela. So I was like, maybe I have something in my mind. Maybe I have a vasana that I want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I generally love traveling, and maybe I have a vasana where I want to connect to people and speak about this. So Nana is just testing my vasana.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Nana, I'm not going anywhere. I just want to be in your presence. I'm not going anywhere to speak anything. Then he said, no, Usha, it will be a lot of advantage, because they will benefit from it. And he said, John, Usha has a golden heart. Whatever she speaks, you will benefit out of it. So you please take her. Then I was like, no, Nana is really playing this trick on me. So I was like, I just kept quiet. But I told John later, John, no, this is not the time for me to come, because I know I'm not still perfect enough to speak to people. Then he said, no, none of us are perfect till you get self-realization. We can't call ourselves perfect. And since Nana has given you the blessing, Nana will take care of everything. You don't need to, you know, worry about that. Then I said, no, this is not the time for me to come. If time comes, I will know intuitively, because Nana guides me internally also. I don't think this is the time to come now, but when I'm ready for it, I will let you know. Then I told Nana, I'm not ready to go now. Maybe we'll wait for some more time. And he said, he just blessed with both his hands. Then I think every year they kept, calling me. Every year they would say, Usha, you can come this year, can you come this year? And then almost after 5 years, Nana already, was falling sick actually. His health was slightly getting disturbed. So when that time they were like, Usha, I think it's high time you come, because Nana, it's 5 years since has given permission and he blessed you that you should go. Then I finally told Nangaru. Nangaru, they've been requesting every year, and this year they are very specific that it would be the right time to go. And since I am also done with a lot of my commitments, you tell me, should I go or shall I keep quiet about this? Then he said, no, Usha, you are going this time. He said, you have to go this time. You don't take an excuse this time. You have no excuse to give this time. You are going. Then I said, Nana, without you experiencing it, I mean, though I have glimpses of truth, how is it going to help others? Because I still have vasanas and I'm not completely done. Unless all your vasanas are completely destroyed and you establish in the realized state, you can't believe your mind. Nana says, you know, like many times in this, pravachans, he says, till our vasanas are completely destroyed. And there is no need for body anymore. Till then, we need to be very, very careful because the mind deceives. So you never know if you are working with grace alone or if your vasana is also playing a huge role.
Things have started.
So I wanted to be very clear that I am going only by grace and not by vasana. So Nana made it very clear and he explained to me saying, Usha, you have to start it somewhere. And also he said, by sharing, your ego will not increase, because by sharing, you are only sharing the grace of God, the grace of Guru with others. So whatever you share will multiply. And also, like he said, it will be taken care of. It's not like you're going to do anything about it. You will be taken care of. And the perfect example of being taken care of was introducing me to you. Because, when I finally decided to go, we had these mails and mails exchanged between us of how I should travel, how many days they want me to be there and all that. And you messaged me out of the blue. When I was deciding to go, because Nana was very insistent that I have to go this time. But I was a little skeptical because I didn't know Spanish, I didn't know German. And then if I'm traveling to Europe, hardly people, you know, like we don't have anything in English there. It's quite difficult. So I was like, they're going to organize everything in the retreat, but to up and down travel and then how I have to do it. Once I come there, will it be difficult because I will not be accompanied by anybody?
Yeah.
And then when I was having these thoughts in mind, I was like, no, Nana will take care because he's the one sending me there. So it's up to Nana to make my trip possible. And then you ping me on WhatsApp after a long, long time, Louis. Suddenly out of the blue, you pinged me in WhatsApp saying, Usha, I want to come to India. How is Nana doing? Then I said, Louis, I have this program ahead, and I asked you when you were coming to India, and you told me about your trip to India, and you said when you come to Hyderabad, because Nana was coming to Hyderabad at that time. So I said, I will pick you up in Hyderabad so that we can sit and sort it out how I should make my trip there. And then you had been totally instrumental, Louis, because I was skeptical about going to a new land, that too on an official retreat. This was my first experience of a retreat, addressing a retreat, I mean officially. So it was like I'm going to a new place, and then, but then it was made so homely and personal.
Yeah.
Because, His Grace has brought you into picture. You were with Nana for long, you know, like for many years you've already been visiting Nana. You have been a part of Nana's family already.
Yeah.
And then you were quite a familiar devotee to us.
Yeah.
And also, we had nothing to do officially. It was more of devotion for us. Because we were all sitting together with Nana and enjoying his presence together. And also, you were like family. So it was so easy to connect to you. And then you were like, Usha, I know, like, it's difficult. Yeah, if you know only English, a few words of Spanish is important. But I can guide you. You can come to my house first. so that I will also feel that Nana's representative, like Nana's child is in my home for some time, because Nana can't visit me anyway. So, and you helped me book my tickets up and down, and then you picked me up in the airport. And actually, when you came to India, when you came to Hyderabad, I spoke to Nana, and we traveled together to Jinnur with Nanagaru in his train. That time I went to his compartment and I said, Nana, out of the blue, Louis came into picture, and then he said he will guide me to go, because he books his tickets every year, so he said he can help me do it. Then he was very happy. Nana was very happy. He said, yes, please take Louis' help. And I said, he's inviting me home. He said, you please go to Louis' house.
I remember.
You were also in the train. You also came and sat with us.
Then he
looked at you and he said, Usha will come to your house. So that's how I happened to come to Spain, and it was so beautiful, because the moment, I mean, like, I got down in Madrid, you were there to pick me up, like family, like, see, like family and close friends do when you go to a place you really do all know. You were like family who came to pick me up. You took me to your house, and then the most surprising thing was the moment I entered into your house were those pictures of Ramakrishna and Sarada, which I can see in your mobile now. And it was unbelievable, because your home was like Ramakrishna Mutt.
This is so beautiful
because Louis. Yeah, Louis, because I didn't even imagine this.
It's totally unusual in Spain. Yes.
So it was like, did I go to some Spanish house or did I go to some Indian Ramakrishna devotee house? Your home felt so much like Ramakrishna, but I did not feel I was in a some different land. And then also it reminded me, I don't know if you remember, I told you, Vivekananda first, when he went to US, because he was he had a dream that he had to go. When he went there, he addresses the crowd and he gets an overwhelming response, Louis. And then later on, there are some foreigners who would tell him that his Guruji was quite not very educated. And then also he was very simple, with a small towel around his waist and nothing else, no belongings. And they said, you are a literate man and you can address the world better and you can speak better. Then actually Vivekananda says that if Ramakrishna, you know, like made one single sankalpa, means one thought from his heart, he could create thousands of Vivekanandas, not just one. So Vivekananda says that man, though he looks so simple, he is so, so powerful that he can create thousands of Vivekanandas if required. So he says that, but internally he has this little pleasure coming up because there is an overwhelming response. So Ramakrishna comes in a dream of one of these foreigners, and he will ask them to make a painting of Ramakrishna. And he will ask them to invite Vivekananda for lunch. I think you must be knowing the story. So Vivekananda goes to his house for lunch, and as soon as the host opens the door, he sees a portrait of Ramakrishna there. And then he will be so overwhelmed, he'll be in tears, because then he will understand, my guru has come here much before I did. And he asks, how did you get a portrait of Ramakrishna here? Then the man says, this man has come in my vision last night, and because I'm an artist, he asked me to paint him. So then Vivekananda realizes it's his master, it's his guru that was working, and he was only instrumental. It was Ramakrishna working through Vivekananda, and not Vivekananda as such, because guru has already blessed him before. he has come much ahead of time. Even before Vivekananda went to US, Ramakrishna was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And he proved it by, you know, like coming in the vision and making the portrait there. So, I mean, Vivekananda was, I mean, like so overwhelmed because Ramakrishna was guiding him all through.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not a moment that Ramakrishna was not there in his life. So, and when you took me into the house, Louis, I got reminded of this situation. Of course, we can't, this is not a comparison because we are like ants, like Saradama said. You have taken all the elephants and sent all the ants to me. Ramakrishna had elephants around him, but Nana had only ants around him. I can't say, I mean, like, we can't compare ourselves to those great masters who were, you know, like, who came to land only to preach the truth and they had no egos at all. They were all great sages. I mean, they were not ordinary men. But we are all very ordinary. We are just, you know, we are like, we are his children. I mean, like, as Saradama said, we are ants in our spiritual life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And whatever we think we own today is only Nana's grace and nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
But he never let us think that we were ants. He always wanted us to grow to a stage where, we could become, instrumental to draw people towards the truth in the heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he sacrificed all his personal time. He sacrificed his physical comfort. I mean, he preached for hours together. Though it's not something you can make people understand, he simplified it so much so that every common, even illiterate women, household women could understand what he was speaking with all simple examples. And then you had taken me to Madrid. I mean, you have put me in the train to Valencia. From there, these retreat people, Indira picked me up. She took me to Denia and the retreat happened. And I would like to tell you one day incident where the retreat was so profound, Louis.
Yeah.
So this was one day, like we had finished all of our talking sessions, the sharings were done, people were enjoying, I enjoyed it. And then you will not believe, all those days I was in Denia and Spain, I mean in this retreat, Nana daily in the afternoon in the shed, he would sit with devotees in the shed in the noontime, no Louis?
Yes.
Every day afternoon, he would keep remembering me. He would keep saying, Usha is in Spain now, Usha is in Europe now, she is talking about my love, she is spreading my love to the Western countries. And he would, constantly think about me and express about me. And what I realized later on was, by doing that, he was giving me strength to talk where I was. People were thinking he's just remembering Usha because she's there and he loves her. So he's talking about Usha. But he had much more than that. By thinking of me constantly, he was working through me in the retreat. Because there was an overwhelming response. And there was one day where after the end of retreat, we were supposed to have a silent retreat. I mean, after all the days of, sharings, everything, and the last day of our retreat, what John David said was, let us, it's like there is this tradition where you bless the people that come to you. It's a part of their retreat culture, where you sit and bless those people who come to you. I said, no, this is not our way of doing it. Because generally, Nangaru blesses us and we take his blessings and there's nothing like we bless people. But then what he said was, it is common for us because we bless each other. That, yes, God be with you or may you be at peace. So this is natural for us in the West. So he said, you just have to sit there and then when the person will come, whatever comes spontaneously, you just be yourself. you won't believe, Lewis, that day I was sitting quietly and one by one everybody would come sit for 2 to 3 minutes or 5 minutes in front of me, and I would just look at them, or I would do what came spontaneously. This was not planned, this was not programmed, I had no clue of what it was. So I was like, I was sitting there, but you won't believe, Lewis, there was so much peace. There was so much peace and love flowing. And all the entire hall, retreat hall, was filled with such holy vibrations. And all of them had tears. Few people were laughing in ecstasy. Few people had a lot of tears of gratitude. And I was so overwhelmed in the peace and joy also. It was spontaneous. We made no effort. There was no meditation to attain it or nothing. It was just grace flowing. But later, after I came back to India, I got to know that Nana was constantly thinking of me, and especially during that retreat. I mean, the last day of retreat. For more than an hour, he has been talking about me, telling, my love is being spread to many countries. My love is felt by many Westerners. So, I realized it was only Nana that worked, only physically my body went there. It was only Nana that worked all through. So, I mean, this made it even more clear, because my path was always faith and trying to surrender everything that is there to Nana. My path itself was surrendering to Nana. I had no particular effort in sadhana ever, Lewis. So it was more and more clear that only Nana exists, we don't exist. Only he works through us only if we are empty of ourselves. You drop everything, you drop your ego, you drop your notion, you drop your prejudices, you drop your judgments. You just be quiet and empty, and Nana works through you. So there was nothing I had to claim, because everything just happened. It was an automatic divine action. And then after the beautifully retreat closed up, and then again I traveled back to Madrid, and you were there to receive me again, and you were there till you gave me a send-off to India. So it was such an amazing and beautiful trip, Lewis, which I haven't even dreamt of. And your home was like Ramakrishna Mutt, where Ramakrishna and Sarada Mutt together were blessing me along with Nana.
Nanagaru too. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Nana, yeah. And yeah, you were being Ramakrishna devotee, and Nana was so much like Ramakrishna many times.
Yeah.
So it was such an amazing thing, and you had been totally instrumental in Nana's work. You were part of, we were a part of the work together.
Yes.
So it's so good to introduce you to our devotees. Already people know you.
Thank you.
But they don't know how instrumental you had been in Nana's work.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I would start my session with you, Lewis.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So you please tell us how you had happened to step into your spiritual life.
Okay. I was born in a Christian family. But at the same time, I got an uncle, who Nanagari referred to him like his uncle, too, Nanagari's uncle. This uncle, before my birth, he had been living in
Ramakrishna Ashram. Lewis,
can you be a little louder?
Yeah, your voice is very feeble, Lewis.
Okay, louder, no?
Yes. A little louder.
Yeah. Okay. I do it. Okay, then my uncle has been living in Ramakrishna Math for a few years in Europe, in Paris. There is Ramakrishna Math. And so when I was born, I was living since my childhood the reality of Christian religion and Hindu religion too. You know, that was something very different to most of people, because normally here the tradition is Christian and you live and pray Christian and you go to Mass, but you don't know anything about Indian spirituality. And so I was living in that duality, that I could go to Mass, I was going to a Christian school, and also Mass of the town on every Sunday at home, and I could go. For example, when I was a teenager, sometimes I went in Sunday to practice meditation, chanting of mantras like Hare Krishna, and another mantra, Om Namah Shivaya.
Krishna, I can't see Louis. Sir, Louis in connect chevanaku?
No, I'm seeing both, you and me.
Louis, I can't see you.
No, I'm seeing you.
We can
you
see Didi.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't see him.
Can okay. No, we can see.
Okay.
Until like I can comprehend only when I can see him. Kada, can you?
So, okay. Can I continue or?
Yeah, you continue, Louis.
Okay. Then I was living this duality until I had an experience. Because I could practice meditation and I could go to Mass or going to Christian retreat. And until one, I went to a Christian retreat for
3 days.
Yeah. That Christian retreat changed something within me. It was a nice experience, an inner experience, and it took me to something different, no? Something changed. It was like addiction for me. And after 2 months of that retreat, I have I was like in a different mood that day. Was feeling different. And but I didn't know why. That night I was going to sleep. And I slept, normal. But in something like 5 a.m. or something so, suddenly I woke up and I was totally different. I was completely energized. I was feeling my chest like burning. I don't know. No, I don't know what happened, but what I can tell you is that my vasanas decreased. I don't know how, I don't know what, I don't know why, and it's something that what happened that night is something that I'm still trying to understand. But what I can tell you is that, for example, I had a girlfriend like 1 year before this, and after that I didn't want to have a girlfriend. I changed, no? Changed my mood, I changed my vision of life, and I didn't need to have a girlfriend from now. And after that I went to seminary, you know, I don't know if you know what this seminary for Christian is a place where you prepare to be a priest, no, a Christian priest. Okay, I was living there for 1 year, but after 1 year I saw that wasn't my path. So then I tell thank you for everything, but this is not my path. Then I left the seminary and I was going to retreat, I going to mass, even I gave a speech about a Christian saint. But another term in my life came when I read a book. I knew, my uncle talked to me about Ramakrishna, about Ramana Maharshi, and other saints, Indian saints. But the moment that changed everything for me with Indian spirituality was when I read a book about called Secret India of Paul Branton. That book, Paul Branton talked about different masters, no? Not exactly. Sometimes are not masters, and sometimes master, but different people, no? And is the search
Louis, 1 minute. Louis, so the first book, the first book on Indian saints that you have read was by Paul Branton.
Yes, Secret India. It's called Secret India of Paul Branton. Yeah, it's a book that Paul Branton talks about his spiritual trip, about his spiritual journey, no? And in this book...
Yes, the travels through Secret India.
Yes, yes. All over the India. And in a moment, he visits the Shankara of... in the Sakra of Sringeri. And he told him, guide you, and it's better you go to Tiruvannamalai. And there you call Ramana Maharshi, and reading that book, I was impressed by the...
Louis, 1 minute. Louis, 1 minute. Your uncle had come to India by then?
My uncle came to India much before. The first contact that my uncle has was in London. He traveled very, very young to London, and I don't know how, but he went to Ramakrishna Math or Ramakrishna Ashram in London, and there he had the first experience with. And from there, he went to Ramakrishna Paris, and he for a few years. And from there, he decided to go to India, visit places, holy places, no?
He met Bhagwan?
No. He met another saint, no? But no Bhagavan. He came to India when Bhagavan has passed away. He met Chimayananda personally, for example.
Okay.
Chimayananda.
So first he had heard about Bhagavan in London.
My uncle. Me in Cordoba, because my uncle talked to me about Bhagavan, Ramakrishna and other saints, no? I was in, then I read this book and I was very interested at Bhagavan, Ramana Maharshi, and then I read the book, Ramana Maharshi and the Path of Self-Knowledge. When I read this book, I decided to go. So this was the book that decided to me to visit Tiruvannamalai. And I took the decision and I booked in Ramana Ashram. And I don't remember exactly, but a few hours or one day later, I started to feel blessed. At going to India, I was feeling blessed. And my uncle had been several times in Tiruvannamalai, and he told me there is a master there called Nannagari, and if you want, and because he knew that Nandagaru wasn't there all the time. If Nandagaru is there, you can try to visit, no? Then I was making a search by the internet, watching what is there, how was Nandagaru, who was Nandagaru. I didn't know anything about Nandagaru. But...
So, Louis, yes. You came first to Tiruvan, after reading the book, Travels Through Secret India, you had first came to India, you visited Tiruvannamalai first.
Yes, I was planning, in this moment, I was planning to visit half book in Ramana Ashram, and my uncle had told me that I might recommend me to visit Nandagaru too. It was possible. So I was looking for in the internet if information about Nandagaru, no?
So your uncle had already met Nandagaru. Louis, your uncle had already met Nandagaru?
My uncle didn't meet Nandagaru personally, but he had heard about Nandagaru.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So when you were making a visit to India, he said, as well meet Nandagaru also if possible.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's so.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So I was looking for information for Nandagaru, and I saw the page was Nandagaru. And at that time, there was a part of the website that put schedule, no? And I was following the schedule during about 2 months before going to India. And I was going Nandagaru today, going to Bhimavaram, and tomorrow to Chinchinara, the other day, you know, the place. Any time in the schedule was, I didn't know what the places were, but okay. And one day, it was like 15 days before leaving to India, getting the flight to India, I was looking for the website, and it was near to the night, like, I don't know, it was 10 o'clock, p.m. was connected, and I saw that the same day that I was arriving in Tiruvannamalai, Nandagaru was starting to receive people. So it was a big coincidence, or not coincidence, I don't know. But
No, listen, Louis, so the trip you were traveling to Tiruvannamalai, Nana was also going to Tiruvannamalai.
Exactly. The same day that Nandagaru was starting to receive people was the day that I was arriving in Tiruvannamalai. Incredible.
Wow.
It was
so
incredible.
So you met him in your very first trip to India?
Yes, that was.
Great. So Louis, I didn't know this. The first trip you came to India directly to Tiruvannamalai, the same day Nandagaru was in Tiruvannamalai. Wow.
Yes. And in this that same moment, I started to feel the energy of Nandagaru. In that moment, I didn't know that it was Nandagaru energy. But that night, I was feeling totally energized. I went to the bed, and I was so energized that almost I couldn't sleep that night. You know, it was amazing. It was incredible. And when then, like 2-3 weeks later of this, I went to Tiruvannamalai. And when I arrived to Tiruvannamalai, I crossed with a lady in Ramanashram. They have given me my room, a nice room, like a bungalow. Do you say in English? I can't. Lady, and say hello in Spanish, hola. Say to lady, hola. It means hello in Spanish. And that lady answered me, hola.
Okay.
And we kept on walking, and a few meters later, back, came back, and told him, and she told me, why have you told me hola? But speaking Spanish, obviously. How do you know that I'm Spanish? I don't know that you are Spanish, but I haven't changed the chip to Spanish and to English, and I have talk in a natural way in Spanish. And she told, and then we start to talk, you know. And she told me that he has gone to Tirunelveli many times. And so she helped me to find everything, you know. And I also was with the idea of going to visit Nannegaru and ask her, how can I get Nannegaru ashram? And she told me how to read. It was something also incredible, because there are very few Spanish people visiting to Tirunelveli, and one of the first it was a Spanish.
So, Luis, so even before you met Nana, you were feeling his energy, and first you went to Ramanashram because you didn't know where Nana was?
Yes.
Then this... the Spanish lady said hello to you in Spanish, hola, and then you asked her, and then she guided you to Nannegaru ashram.
Yes, she told me the way. She didn't went with me, but she told me the way. A few hours.
So even before you met Nana, you felt a lot of energy and the bliss.
Yes. In Spain. In the moment that I knew that I could meet Nana, I was feeling his energy. In that moment, I didn't know that was his energy. I was feeling energy. But when I met, I thought, wow, this is the energy that I was feeling in Spain. Okay? No. So, I have reached that day.
Anand mobile this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was... reaching like 1 p.m. or something, so to Tirunelveli, and at 5 o'clock, or more or less, 5:30, I don't remember exactly, I went to Nannegaru ashram, and a man, I don't remember, he told me, what are you looking for? I told him, I would like to meet Nannegaru.
This was in the year, Luis, which year?
2011. Okay. Yes. And the man went up to Nannegaru's bedroom, came back 1 minute later and told me, you can go to Nannegaru's bedroom. He's there with some devotees and he allows you to go. So I went to Nannegaru, and you were there too. And another devotees too. There were, and Nannegaru was like concentrate, and then I was sat down there, but I started to feel something very interesting for me, that something changing within me. I was feeling his energy, checking that his energy was the same energy that I had felt in Spain. It was something very, 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 very special for me. Something great. Something.
So then later, how did your connection grow with Nana?
Yes. How was my connection with Nana?
I mean, how did it grow, your connection with Nana? I mean, one more thing, Luis. Even before you came to India, you have heard about Bhagwan, you have heard about Ramakrishna Paramahamsa from your grandfather, yes. Right? Have you read there?
My uncle.
Oh, sorry, your uncle. Yeah. So your uncle hasn't visited India by then?
Yes, my uncle visited India many times. But no Nannegaru. He was in Tirunelveli several times, in other holy places, also in Belur Math, how is Haridwar. In Haridwar, near to Haridwar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he has been to India many times, but he hasn't met Nanagaru by then.
Never, never. Until I took him.
Yeah. Later you took him to Jinnur. You, Enric and your uncle came once.
Yes, in separate moments, but both went with me.
That was the only trip he made to Nanagaru.
Yes. My uncle only did Nanagaru once.
With you and your brother?
And my brother? No. My brother?
No.
Were in separate moments. Once. My brother, and another time I was with my aunt.
With your uncle, okay. So you came first time to India in 2011, first time to Thiruvannamalai, the same day as Nana came, and then you had his darshan, and you came daily for darshan after that.
Yes. Nanagaru was there about 10 days. Were there too, lot of devotees, no, with him, and yes, it was something very special. There were several times that Nanagaru was looking at me. Remember, I was visiting him before afternoon darshan. There was an afternoon darshan about 2 o'clock. I was visiting, and there was several devotees at his bedroom. We were at his bedroom, and after he went to meditation room. No, and in the meditation room, it was totally booked, totally crowded. No, and I couldn't go in. But I was in the darshan outside, no, at the door. And when he came outside, he looked at me, put his hand, and he started to repeat like a prayer, no, or something. So, looking at me, I was shy or something, so, because I had never been in a similar way, in a similar experience, but it was beautiful. And in different moments, he looked at me, and I was feeling blessed, no? Was feeling blessed, and I was impressed, because I haven't had an experience so, no? Before, hadn't been an experience of being with me, whole power. And I asked for a dictionary, and he gave me Mandi. Very nice. And he gave me kind of advice for my daily life and my spiritual life. I remember once that in the moment because he told me like sometimes Nana told something like it wasn't very important. No? But I understand. I don't know. He told me.
Luis, just a minute. Grishma, can you hear him?
Oh.
It's very low. It's very low, actually.
A bit louder. Luis, can you increase the volume? The volume? No. I mean, in your phone. In your phone, also increase the volume.
Okay. Now? Now yes, is, yes. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, a bit louder, Luis. Yeah.
Because Luis, because we can't, nothing is audible what you're speaking, so I have to repeat it again and again because I am unable to hear you.
You are not listening to me, no. Okay. Now are you listening?
Yeah. Yes.
Now
Now you tell us. Yeah. Just 2 minutes back, what did you start? You please repeat.
Okay.
So you told about this time when, I'll tell you till where we heard you, in the ashram, you came daily to visit Nanagaru, and then one day, this noon session, you were a little late, and already Nanagaru had come into meditation room, and it was actually jam-packed, so you were standing at the door.
Yes,
And then Nandaru came out and then he did pranam.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I don't know, because he was speaking Telugu.
Okay. Oh, he spoke to you in Telugu.
Yeah, he was making like a prayer, not properly talking to me. No, he was in front of me with the hand so and telling something in Telugu. I didn't understand anything.
He said something in Telugu.
Do you know what is happening? One, this was many years, like 5 years later. I think Nandagaru saw me like someone Indian, you know, instead of my aspect. But once he told in a darshan, he told he's coming and coming again and again here to visit us because he belongs to these places in previous lives, no? He told.
Oh, okay.
That joint.
Okay.
That was the only time that he talked to me in Telugu. And I have thought he told me like something very near to him, and Taiwan being Indian that has been attached to India many times, and so he talked to me in Telugu.
Oh, okay. That's why you listen to Telugu satsang also.
But many Telugu darshan I have listened to.
So you felt, Luis, like you felt that Nana said that you belong to India and then you have previous connection. So that's the reason you're with him.
Yes.
And then you felt he spoke in Telugu because he felt you are a native of our land.
I think it's so. Yes. Yes.
That's really sweet.
Certainly, I have felt since the first time I went to India, I have felt that in my homeland, you know. I think many foreigners feel strange in India. It is very different to our culture, no? But I felt like in my hometown, no? In my place, no?
Yes, yes.
It's really very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And I wasn't remembering, but I remember that one day I went to Nandagaru and bedroom, and he was reading, that day he was reading the Gospel of Ramakrishna. That day,
what?
Was reading the Gospel of Ramakrishna.
Oh, yes? Okay.
I didn't think anything. But when I was in Spain, I saw it like a revelation. No? And then I started to read the Gospel.
No, like Luis, I couldn't hear you. You just repeat this. Nanagaru was reading Gospel?
The Gospel of Ramakrishna, yeah.
Nanagaru was reading.
Nanagaru. So when Lewis was visited Nanagaru once, Nanagaru was reading the Gospel of Ramakrishna. Lewis didn't think anything about it at that time. But after he went back home, it was a revelation for him, and then he started reading Gospel.
Oh, I see. So you purchased Gospel. Where did you purchase Gospel?
Yes, I got it from the internet. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I read it in my e-book, no? And I started to read and I complete that reading.
Okay.
So I'm going to connect with this with the second time that I visit Nanagaru. Okay?
Oh, and that's really nice. 1 minute, Luis. So first time you visited itself, all this has happened.
Yes. From the moment
by the time you came the second time to India, you have already finished reading the Gospel in the internet.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
The Gospel the Gospel of Ramakrishna. And the second time, Nanagaru was waiting for me and told me, you have read the Gospel of Ramakrishna only one time. You have to read the Gospel of Ramakrishna all the time. The Gospel is a book for the whole life. It's not a book for reading once.
So, Louis, I mean, like, did he ask you what books did you read, or he just, out of the blue, he just told straight that you read it only once, you have to read many times?
No. He didn't ask me. He told me directly this. He told me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
See, another thing, I have made a very long journey the second time. And you told him the journey. I explained to you the journey at Nanagaru, and it was a journey just for 2 days. I was Nanagaru. Has come from Varanasi. Usha is not here. Hello, Usha, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see you. I can see you, Louis.
Okay. Then Nanagaru was coming from Varanasi and came to Hyderabad. Okay? He was staying at the flat.
This was your third trip?
Second.
Second one, okay. So he was coming back from Varanasi to Hyderabad?
Yes. Nanagaru was coming to Hyderabad. You and another devotee were coming from Hyderabad.
Yes.
I was reaching Hyderabad, so I was meeting Nanagaru. And so Nanagaru told me, Nanagaru, you were telling the trip, and I was making that trip for 2 days, no? And after that, my journey was open to Nanagaru was telling me, because I have full faith in Nanagaru, and I wanted to do what my guru told me, no? No.
Yes.
I prefer to do what he said than taking my own decision.
And
when you told that I have made a long journey that took me almost one whole day, he started to make my whole long journey for 2 days. Oh my. Nanagaru was surprised, you know, with this. And most of the day he was talking to me much, you know, was giving me many fundamentally, he told me that I read the Gospel of Ramakrishna continuously. And I asked him, what can I do the rest of the day? He told me, I tell you tomorrow. Because this was the first day, and the second day he was leaving, no? And he told me, tomorrow I tell you where you have to go. And the second day, starting the Darshan 3 minutes later, He told me, you have to go to Kamarpukur.
Yes,
Kamarpukur. You stay for 10 days in Kamarpukur, and one day you visit Jarambati. If you want, you can stay a few days in Baluma. Okay? But that time it wasn't possible to go to Kamarpukur because it was full. No? It was. I went the next year in 2014 to Kamarpukur and Jarambati. But that day, after 2 days, I went to the railway station to say goodbye. He told me goodbye, and I think this was the time that it made me he told me from the thing, he told me, like telling me, you are in my heart. Nanagaru making a gesture, like telling me, you are in my heart, you are within my heart. When he was telling goodbye. And I stay in Hyderabad with you.
Yes.
And I ask you if I could go to Jinnur. And you call Nanagaru, and Nanagaru told you he can come for 6 or 7 days, something so. Later he has to leave. He cannot come because I have another things. Maybe he has some trouble. I don't know.
Yes.
But so I was accepted, and I stay in the ashram for a few days. Buji was helping me those days, and I was staying in Ramana Shiv.
Yeah,
Ramanakshetra. Yes, yes. Ramanakshetra. In Ramanakshetra, I was staying for a few days in Nanagaru, and I was visiting Nanagaru old house in the Argu.
Oh yeah. Argu.
Nanagaru was
visiting. This was in the year 2013. This was in the year 2013, Louis.
Yes. The year 2013, and it was really nice to be there, to know Nanagaru's old house, to visit him. It was a nice experience. Always that I have visited Nanagaru, I have the impression that my vasanas were reduced. That's something common to all my visits to Nanagaru. So Nanagaru was there for the whole time in Jinnur that time, and I was visiting him in the morning and in the afternoon. Yes, it was nice.
So you spent one whole week in one whole week you spent with Nana in Jinnur.
Yes.
After 1 week again, from there you went to Tiruvannamalai.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I went to Tiruvannamalai. Yes. There was a festival in Tiruvannamalai. I don't remember the name of the festival, but it's a festival that is celebrated like once a year or something so. You know.
Deepam? And is it for Deepam?
No, not Deepam. It has a more strange name for me.
<It's okay. laughs> So that was your second trip, Louis.
Yes, that was my second trip.
Yeah. From then on you came every year, no, to visit him?
Yes, I came every year, except the last 2 years that Nanagaru was alive, that I came twice. The rest of the year I was coming once, but it was thanks to a dream. Nanagaru manifested me in a dream.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the time that I usually go to visit him, because I always visit him in August. And it was February or something, so I had a dream. Nanagaru told me, "Are you coming?"
Oh, so sweet. Oh, that was generally the time you visit him every year?
Yes. Until that, I was visiting every year once a year, no? And
in
a moment, Nanagaru appeared in a dream and told me, "Are you coming?" And then I understood that like a revelation.
You have to come.
I have to go. And I saw how I could do it, and the only option was going in Easter.
Going?
So in Easter. Easter is the time that Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Which month was that?
It's in March, April. That time was March.
Generally, you come during November, October, November, generally every year.
No. I went in August.
August. Every time you come in August, but then this time he came in your dreams, so you came again in March or April.
Yes, and it was the time that my brother decided to come with me. Then
Enrique came with you.
Enrique went with me. He was my brother was near to marry age, and so he asked for Nana if he could bless his marriage, and Nana, of course, he accepted, no, to bless his marriage. It was beautiful. And then we made a journey with Nana Garu by car.
Oh,
my
where?
Brother, well, when we arrived in Jinnur, Nana Garu was at home at his new house. This was in 2016, and he told us, today Sunday, in 2 days I'm going to Vizag, to Vizag. No.
Oh, Visakhapatnam, Vizag.
Okay. Vizag, yeah. If you want, you can come with me. I have place.
Okay.
So we made the journey with Buji. In the middle journey, Padma from Vizag.
Yes.
And we changed the car and went with Padma, with Buji, my brother, Nanagaru, and me. I made the journey to Vizag. So Nanagaru was staying those days at Padma's house. You know Padma. Yeah.
Yes.
Padma, near to NRI hospital in Vizag.
Yes.
NRI. In Baisa. And we were staying at a hotel near and visiting Nana Garu every day. It was nice. One day, Nana Garu was giving my brother Diksha.
Oh.
And he told my brother and me, I'm very happy that you have visited me together. You are good brothers. You are carrying one of the other, and that is very good. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit cool.
Very nice.
Okay. Yes. Very nice. And we have made a jump, no? Because we have connected from 2013 to 2016, and we have left 2014 and 2015.
So you visited two times a year from then?
Yes, 2016 and 2017, I was coming twice. But the years before, I was coming one.
Yeah, so 2016, after Nana came in your dream, you came twice every year. I mean, 2016 and 2017, you came two times because Nana came in your vision.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And... So the first trip, in 2016 you made with your brother, and again the second time you came with your uncle?
Yes, that was in August. After that, in August, I went with my uncle.
Okay.
And the first time that my uncle went to Darshan, Nana Garu was starting the Darshan. Nana Garu was looking at me fixedly, and he told, The white man has come. The white man has come. Three times. And all the devotees were laughing. My uncle and some of them looking at me. But obviously, it wasn't me because I have been there many times. another time, the Nana Garu was talking to him, telling him, Meramabaya. Meramabaya?
Merabai.
Merabai. It means matter.
Merabai means brother.
No, brother. Mother, uncle. Mabaya?
Mabaya.
Mavaya. Okay.
Mavaya. My mother uncle. Yes. Okay. And he explained that my uncle had been his mother uncle in a previous life.
What did he say? Repeat.
Yeah, that time he said that his uncle was had connection with Nanagaru for many births. I think Louis, did he say that he was Nanagaru's mother's brother?
Mother uncle.
In one of his births.
Mavaya. Yes.
Oh, 1 minute, Louis.
Nanagaru's Mavaya was Louis's uncle.
My
uncle.
Uncle,
your uncle been, was his uncle also.
Yes. Yes. That was.
I mean, he meant in his previous life.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. In a.
Oh.
Yes.
So it must have been a very deep connection between him and Nana.
Yeah. Yes.
So, your uncle also felt familiar to Nana?
Yes.
Louis enjoyed his visit.
What?
Yeah, Madhuri Chappamma.
So, Louis, didn't Nana Garu say that this was the last birth for your uncle?
No.
No, he didn't say that. I thought he said that.
No. Nana Garu told that. Told him, I will help you in your spiritual path.
I'll help you in your spiritual path.
He didn't tell anything about another birth.
Okay. Yeah, no, but he said he will help you in your spiritual life.
Yeah. He will help my uncle in a spiritual path. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. Louis, did you have any experiences of truth in Nana's presence?
Yes, of truth. I don't know what you say by truth, but yes, many good experience. Because mostly what I was doing in Nana's prison, I couldn't understand. I was practicing meditation in his prison. Yes, and every time it was improving. The experience were deeper. I remember the first time the first day that I was visiting him in 2015, I was feeling like a crown of energy around my head. Yes, it was something that I hadn't felt before, but I felt that. Another time I was practicing meditation with him, and the darshan finished. And people were leaving. I couldn't move my legs. I hadn't realized, but I couldn't move my legs. Do you know why? Because I have left the consciousness or part of my body, and then in that moment I couldn't use. Then a few minutes later I recovered the consciousness. Are you understanding me?
Yes. I'll repeat it for you, Louis. It's like one darshan, when you were sitting with Nana, after he left he finished his session and he left, and you continued to sit in your place because you were totally still. I mean, your mind wasn't functioning. You lost your consciousness, body consciousness.
I lost part of consciousness of part of the body, like the house.
Okay. So you couldn't get up. Yeah. You were sitting still because you couldn't get up and because you lost your consciousness. Yeah.
I couldn't get up. Yeah. And yes. But mostly was I felt with the visit to Nana Garu is that I was losing my vasanas. My vasanas were removing. I was more detached, more and more. It was true that I was praying for that also.
So you were praying for losing your vasanas?
For losing, yes. For losing everything. In a moment of my life, I started to offer everything. everything to to God, everything to Ramakrishna, everything to Nanagaru, everything. I didn't want anything. I offer everything, all that I am, all my possessions, all my family, all my friends, everything, no? Even my virtues, if I have any virtues, I also offer to God. Even my defects.
Last sentence you repeat once again, Louis. The last sentence.
If I have any virtue, good, my good part, no, my, I'm intelligent.
Oh, okay. You wanted to leave even the good in you to him.
Okay, all the good, all the bad, everything I offer to God. Because everything has given me to God. God has given me everything. No? Then I offer.
Yes, yes.
You can take it. This is that just alone, something that you have before a time, and it will be given back to you. So I offer that, and little by little, it helped me, no, to get detachment. Detachment mentally. I don't have the feeling that, for example, my flat is mine, or it's not mine. There is nothing mine in this world. No, not mine. It's just a loan. It's something that I'm administrating for a time, and nothing else. But it's not mine. It's just Ramakrishna is mine. Nanagaru is
so sweet. So sweet.
But nothing else. But nothing else.
So sweet. Yeah, very sweet. And how did you, reading gospel more and more got you connected to Ramakrishna, and you started feeling Ramakrishna's grace also?
Yes. And also, as I told before, Nanagaru sent me to Kamarpukur. And I went to Kamarpukur, no? In 2014, but I couldn't book for 10 days. Nanagaru told me, you have to go 10 days. Mm. I couldn't. I wasn't allowed to book. And then I was accepted for 3 days. And in 2015, I came back and booked for 10 days. When they met me and saw me that I was dedicating all my time to meditation and prayer, they accept me for 10 days. No?
So you stayed in Calcutta? You stayed in Calcutta, Mutt, or you stayed at Kamarpukur?
I was in three. In Belumath, in Kamarpukur,
and Jairambati.
2014. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then when I was reaching, I was in the halfway, no? There are like 3 hours driving from Calcutta to Kamarpukur.
This was in 2015, Louis?
14.
First, you visited first time, you couldn't stay for 10 days. So you came again in 2015 and stayed there for 10 days.
Yes. But I'm talking my experience in 2014, 14.
Okay.
Then I was in the middle way between Calcutta and Kamarpukur, and in that moment I start to feel peaceful.
To feel
the peace of the place. So I thought Nanagaru knew that I had some connection with Kamarpukur, and that's the reason why he has sent me to Kamarpukur.
Sent you there. So true.
Yes.
So true.
Yes. I was staying for 3 days there, and it was nice. I felt very peaceful, had a nice sadhana. And 3 days later, I went to Jairambati. And when I arrived in Jairambati, the vice president of Ramakrishna was there in Jairambati. Yes, he is the current president of Ramakrishna. At that time, he was the vice president. And I had met a foreigner lady. She was from Croatia, and she told me these people are showing pranams to the vice president. If you want, you can go now. Okay, then I went to him, bowed down to him, touched his feet, and when I was looking at him again, he was looking at me fixedly, because everybody was happening, you know, 10 seconds, touch his feet, go. Was going, you know, he was stopping anyone. There were many people, so he was looking at me fixedly, and told me, where are you from? He started to talk. He had talked to anyone. People was showing pranams and go, show pranams and go. In 1 minute, 5-10 people every minute, no? And with me, was talking to me several minutes, and asking me, you are coming from Spain, no? And he was, are you going to, from here are you going? He was asking me several questions, I don't remember every question. He also told me, is there a Ramakrishna Math in Spain? What? Spain, no. The near one is in Paris. Okay. And are you going to Belur Math after here? Are you going to Belur Math from here? And I told him, yes, I'm going to Belur Math. Please, when you go to Belur Math, visit me in my office, in my place. Okay, I will visit you. Well, then after that, it was lunchtime, and Swami came to me. Swami from Karamati came to me and told me, Luis, I would like to talk to you later. Please come here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we will have a tea together and talk for a while. Okay. So when I was coming, he told me that making a summary, he proposed me to open a center of Vedanta here in Cordoba, center of Ramakrishna.
Luis, can you repeat it? I couldn't hear you. So now you met the you 1 minute, Luis. You met him in Jairambati, the president.
The current president, he was the vice president at that time.
So you met him in Jairambati. He spoke to you for some time, and he said, "We will meet in Belur Math again."
Yes. That's right.
And then you went to Belur Math and you met him, and he said, we'll have tea together for some time.
No.
Yeah. So you went to Belur Math and then you met him again.
No. I haven't gone to Belur Math.
No, in Jairambati itself, they asked him, he came and spoke to him during tea and asked him if he can start a Ramakrishna Math in Spain.
Oh, yes. Then what did you say?
It was a Swami. No, it was not a Swami. A Swami tea that was living for a whole year in Jairambati, okay?
Jairambati only you had tea with Swami? In Jairambati only you had tea with him.
In his office. Okay, he was talking to me, but I told him, this is a for me. I have nothing. And honestly, I didn't see me in that task. Unless at that time I didn't see me. So I told him, I'm going to think about it. And let's see, we keep in touch. So he gave me his email, I gave him his email to keep in touch, but honestly, I didn't feel in that task, you know? So when you
made your home Ramakrishna Math.
yeah, it was so. But basically, the idea, it was opening here, when there were a number of devotees enough, we were in a right place to practice satsang, darshan, whatever, no, the reading of Vedas. And Swami came here to Cordoba. That was the proposal. Okay?
Okay. So they said, Swami will come to your place.
Yes. When everything is ready, when you have everything ready, the Swami will go to Spain. But honestly, I didn't feel that was a task for me. So I visit Beluma after, and when I was going to visit the vice president, but he made me the proposal and told me you might do that. I told him the same. I don't know. You see, I can try, or I didn't see anything. I didn't tell no, but I didn't tell yes. I'm doing. So I gave.
I think I was. Though Swami said that, I think I was the only guest for you. So Nana chose me to go rather than Ramakrishna monks.
Yes.
So it's really beautiful. And when was the tell me.
Yes. No, I didn't make anything in that task, because I'm mostly a quiet person, and I think for that is why a person, for example, like you, know, that speak more, that enjoys treating another people, no, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't see my in that stuff.
You are more like a monk.
Probably,
you're not like Ramakrishna, but Swamis. You are like a monk. You are like a Buddhist monk.
Probably, yeah.
Quiet.
Probably.
You prefer to be quiet and meditate most of the time.
Yes. I feel more comfortable, yes. And I feel that is my path. No, that is what God gives us a way of being, give us virtues, give us also defects, no, give us a bundle of things, and those things are for something in life.
Yeah.
And you feel, when you get discrimination in Viveka, you are seeing what you can do and what you cannot do. No?
Yes.
And my discrimination made me feel that is me. Unless for a moment, maybe in a moment, God can give me that task, and I will have to accept. No? But for the moment, I think that is not for me. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay.
So when was the last time you met him? I mean, you came two times in 2016 and again in 2017. So your last visit to Nana was in 2017.
Yes. It was in 2017. Two times. Once where you were there.
Yes.
You were. It was another time in Easter, in April or something. So. And Nanagaru was in Vaisakh, and you were carrying Nanagaru.
Yes.
You remember. Yes, it was nice.
So you came Nanagaru. And stayed for a few days. You came, I think, yes. You stayed for three days.
Yes. No. I was for a week. Five days or something.
Yeah, he was at doctor's house. He was at Dr. Vagu's house. Yes. Correct.
How was the area? Old Daily Farm Old Daily Farm, this area.
Yeah. So daily, daily you would come and sit in meditation in the noontime.
Yes, it was nice.
Correct.
Nice. I remember especially like something really beautiful, you know. Sometimes I was sitting really near to Nannegaru, and someone came to ask for Diksha to Nannegaru. I remember especially, I'm thinking one time, I was in Nannegaru's house in Yunnur, in the new house, and we were in the room, no, in the darshan room, and he was giving Diksha to a person who was devotee of Sai Baba, Shirdi Sai Baba.
Oh, okay.
And so, I was near in the sofa beside Nannegaru. I could touch Nannegaru. Obviously, I didn't do it for respect, but I could touch. I was so near that I could touch. And Nannegaru started to give the mantra. No? He asked for Diksha, and Nannegaru started to say, Om Sri Sai Ram, Om Sri Sai Ram, Om Sri Sai Ram, repeating mantra. And in that moment, I was in meditation, but I start to feel how my breath start to be faster and faster, and how the energy of the mantra. I was feeling all the power of the mantra. It was something really nice. And so I was feeling many mantras, many different mantras he was giving, and sometimes I was really near to Nannegaru, and I was feeling like he was giving me Diksha. So in my daily life, I can repeat all those mantras because those mantras are alive to me, you know.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It was like in my daily life, when, for example, when I'm in work or I'm in a house, or that, many times I repeat different mantras, like Om Sri Sai Ram, Hare Krishna, Shivaya Namaha, Om Namah Shivaya, Hare Rama, all those mantras, I can repeat them because I like initiate to those mantras, you know.
Yes. So because they came out of Nana's mouth with lot of love and he has initiated many people into it. So those mantras are alive for you, so you do those mantras daily.
Yes, that's so.
Very nice.
Yes, because as you know, sadhana is not 1 hour a day. Sadhana is 24 hours a day. Then I practice. Yes. I make that practice very very frequently. I repeat mantras sometimes most of the time mentally, but when you are, for example, in a stress situation or you have to in a difficult situation, when I repeat a mantra, it makes me feel better. And so I happen to be without a spiritual practice so many hours. So because sometimes I have to work 5 hours, 7 hours continuous, no? Or I can stop for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But imagine I'm working 3 hours. I stop 5-10 minutes, no? Then I will be without any spiritual practice during 3 hours, no? So I'm repeating mantras from time to time, and so I practice spiritual
practice. Nice.
You know, it's a way of being
working.
So
you made it a part of your life. Your work is secondary, and your chanting and your connecting to God is more important to you, primary to you.
Very nice. So you are repeating and you are connecting with your inner eye, with your devotion, with your love. Another thing that has been very important in my life, when I have, sometimes you have to take an important decision, no? So what I have thought, I have made many times, a question. The question is, will this be good for my spirituality? You know? So when, for example, when it was a spiritual experience for me to buy a flat, you know, do you know why? Because I was looking for a flat, and I watched many flats, but I couldn't buy any of these flats because the energy, the inner eye, the call it as you know, but it was indicated that flat wasn't for me.
Okay. So you have an inner guidance. You really have an inner guidance where you are guided if this is right for you or not.
Yes. And I visited like 50, 60 flats different. And I only was allowed to buy another flat and this flat. My current flat.
The one you are living. Oh, okay.
The one that I live in and another flat, no? But the other flat, I asked the price and they told me a crazy price, no? Then
what?
It was crazy price. It was a crazy price. That flat.
Oh,
the other flat.
Okay.
A crazy price.
Very high price. Yes.
It was out of market, then it wasn't an option for me. And after that, I visited this flat and I decided to buy this flat. It was how I bought this flat. And after that, I thought that it was going to be good for me to live here alone, because I was going to be more concentrated in my sadhana, and so it was how I took the decision.
Yeah, but basically, very nice. So when did you shift into this new apartment?
It was in 2014, so I have visited Nanagaru several times before that. Probably was
nice.
Nanagaru who guide me to buy the flat and to you.
So when was your last visit, Louis, to Nana?
August 2017.
Oh, that was your last.
That was the last time I was visiting Nanagaru. He was in Nino for full time. I was visiting him for full time. That time I didn't do anything apart from being with Nana. I only was with Nana. Yeah. For example, in 2000.
So you stayed for one.
Yeah.
You stayed for 1 week in Jinnur?
Yes. No. For 1 week, no. I was there for 25 days or something. So.
Oh, wow. So the last visit you stayed with Nana for more than 20 days?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And the previous year, I did that too, with my uncle, in August 2016 and August 2017. I was like 25 days there with Nana.
Very nice. So you spent a lot of time before he departed.
Yes, because I knew that Nanagaru had been the best for me in my life, and I was seeing also that he wouldn't be living for many years. And so I decided to him for full time. No?
Also, he came in your vision asking you, are you coming?
Yes. But
so
that,
I
that
think
was,
that was an indication, and then you did follow his grace.
Yes. And I had another dream with Nanagaru. Once I had a dream that honestly I hadn't understood, but Nanagaru, I was waiting with another devotees, and my uncle, my mother uncle and my mother were with me. We were waiting
received by Nanagaru, and after that, that's the first image, and the second image is that Nanagaru and me and I were sitting in on a sofa, and both were laughing loudly. Nothing else. That's the dream. I hadn't understood.
Oh, okay.
But after both dreams, the next day, I was feeling blessed, totally blessed. I was feeling that Nagaru's energy within me.
Yeah.
It was
very nice.
I don't know if we have more time or we are finishing.
No, that's okay. You have anything more important that you have to speak out?
But I don't know. If you want, I can tell you the journey to Kamarpukur and Jaranti in 2015.
You can tell me. I mean, with Nanagaru, you have told all the important episodes, right?
I think.
So your trip, you had a profound trip when you went to Kamarpukur?
Yes, it was nice.
You had any experiences there?
Yes. I was there like, and in another moment with Nanagaru, I felt the same. It was like, there was a big silence within me.
So this was after your last visit to Nana?
In some moments with Nanagaru, I felt silence. But after the last visit to Nanagaru, I felt silent. After 25 days with Nanagaru, I was feeling silent. I was feeling, in that moment, I was feeling out of vasana. Like, I was totally pure. Like, obviously, after, a part of them have come to me.
You felt like many of your vasanas were cleared, and you felt like many of your vasanas are cleared, and he has almost done a lot of work on you, that you were feeling a lot of peace and silence within you.
Yes, that's so.
Yeah, beautiful. Really beautiful. Really beautiful. After you were with him for 25 days, again you made a trip to Belur Mat?
No. I went to Spain. That time it was just...
No. Only Nana, 25 days.
Since 2015, I haven't gone to Belur Mat or Jarambati. No more.
So you went only twice, 2014 and 2015?
Yes. Really, I went to, in 2012, I went to Belur Mat. I went to Belur Mat, and Nanagaru in 2011 told me, you have to go to Varanasi. You have to go to Varanasi. And I went to Varanasi in 2012. This is a very interesting city. I hadn't gone before, and after that
you didn't go again, you went once.
Yes, I was visiting the ghats, visiting the Golden Temple, also visiting Sri Ram Mandir, Durga Ma Mandir,
all the important places in Varanasi.
Many temples.
Yes.
Many temples.
So Nana asked you to visit, so you went there, stayed for some days and visited all the important, prominent places in Varanasi.
Yes.
So now after Nana left his body, what do you feel about, you feel Nana's presence always and you feel connected?
Yes, I feel connected to Nana. Even in the moment that he was leaving the body, I was feeling really nice. That it might be a sad moment, no, but I was feeling Nana present within me. In many moments after that, I feel connected to Nana. I feel the energy.
Can you repeat it?
Yes, yes. I feel connected to Nanda. And a difference that I felt before meeting Nanda, after meeting Nanda, is that I feel more secure. I feel protected. Mm. No? I have like someone protecting me. Mm. And that didn't change. When Nanda Garu passed away, I also feeling protected, feeling secure, feeling blessed. Mm. Mm. There is no change, no? There is no difference.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Nanda Garu, very nice. You know, Nanda Garu is with us. He's with us.
Yes.
Before he was in his body, he was with us. And now he's within us.
Yes.
In our heart.
Yes.
Forever.
Very nice. Yes.
Yes. That's the pure Indian tradition. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guru will give you company until you reach the goal. No? That was Ramakrishna said, and many other masters has told. No? That's what Nanda Garu is doing with us.
True. So till we are liberated, we are with him, and once we are liberated, we don't exist. Only he exists.
Yes.
And he and we are not different.
That's very
like
true.
Jesus has said, me and my Father are one.
Yes.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Thank you so much, Louis. It's been such a wonderful
thank
session
to you.
With you.
It has been nice.
Very beautiful. It's been so profound and beautiful. Om Sri Nana Paramatmane Namaha. Thank you so much, Louis.
Thank you, Usha. Thank you for giving me the choice of sharing my experience.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, I think it was Nana's platform, like where you had to talk.
Yes.
I
would like to thank to all devotees that any time have helped me to connect with Nana, like you, like my friend Srinivas from Bhimavaram. Like Guji,
Madhavi,
Madhavi also helped me.
Yes.
Several times, Sunil Garu also helped me.
Yes, Sunil also.
I forget anyone. Ravi Kumar from Hyderabad also helped me. If I forget anyone, sorry, but I feel grateful too.
Yes. Yes, it all happened in Nana's grace. So we were just instrumental, Louis. So you don't have to feel sorry because it all goes to Nana anyway.
Thank you.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you so much, Louis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to you.
Om Shri Nana Paramatmane Namaha.